Chapter 4. Engaging in basic ASL conversations. Introducing yourself and others when learning Amari. Can sign language, ASL, one of the most important skills to master is the ability to introduce yourself and others. Introductions are a fundamental part of social interaction and can help you establish connections, share information, and navigate new situations with confidence. By developing a strong foundation in ASL introductions, you'll be well equipped to engage in a wide range of conversations and build meaningful relationships within the deaf community. The first step in introducing yourself is to sign your name. In ASL, each person has a unique name sign that is created by combining a letter from the manual alphabet with a specific motion or location. Name signs are typically given to individuals by members of the deaf community and are based on a distinguishing characteristic, such as a personality trait, physical feature, or hobby. If you don't have a name sign yet, you can simply spell out your name using the manual alphabet. To introduce yourself, start by pointing to yourself with your index finger, then sign my name by placing your dominant hand on your chest, palm facing in, and then moving it forward. Next, spell out your name or use your name sign if you have E1. It's important to maintain eye contact and use a friendly facial expression throughout the introduction to convey openness and engagement. When introducing others, the process is similar. Point to the person you are introducing, sign his, her name, and then spell out their name or use their name sign. If you are introducing two or more people to each other, make sure to point to each person as you introduce them and use clear, distinct movements to indicate the direction of the introduction. In addition to names, you may want to share other relevant information during an introduction, such as your occupation, hometown, or relationship to the person you are introducing. To sign your occupation, use the sign for your job title or field, such as teacher, doctor, or artist. For your hometown, you can either spell out the name of the city or use a regional sign if one exists. When expressing relationships, use the appropriate signs, such as friend, family, husband, wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend. You can also provide additional context by using descriptive signs or classifiers to indicate how you know the person or the nature of your relationship. It's important to remember that ASL introductions often involve more than just the exchange of names and basic info. Deaf culture places a strong emphasis on building connections and sharing experiences, so be prepared to engage in further conversation and show genuine interest in the people you meet. To practice your introduction skills, consider the following tips. Gamaco, attend deaf events or social gatherings to observe how native signers introduce themselves and others in real-world contexts. Practice introducing yourself and others in front of a mirror or with a study partner to ensure that your signs are clear, accurate, and accompanied by appropriate facial expressions and body language. Gamaco, engage in role-play scenarios with other ASL learners or native signers to simulate different introduction situations, such as meeting someone for the first time, introducing a friend to a colleague, or introducing yourself in a professional setting. Gamaco, pay attention to the cultural norms and etiquette surrounding introductions in the deaf community, such as maintaining eye contact, using appropriate touch, e.g., a light tap on the shoulder to get someone's attention, and respecting personal space. As you become more comfortable with ASL introductions, you can start to incorporate advanced elements, such as using classifiers to describe people's appearances or unique characteristics, or using spatial referencing to indicate the location or movement of people in a group introduction. Remember that introducing yourself and others in ASL is not just about the signs themselves, but also about the way you present yourself and interact with others. By approaching introduction with warmth, openness, and a genuine desire to connect, you'll be well on your way to building strong, meaningful relationships within the deaf community. In addition to mastering the basics of ASL introductions, it's important to be mindful of the cultural and linguistic diversity within the DAF community. Just as there are regional variations in spoken languages, ASL has its own dialects and variations based on factors such as age, race, ethnicity, and geographic location. Be open to learning from the diverse perspectives and experiences of the deaf individuals you meet, and embrace the opportunity to expand your understanding of deaf culture. As you continue to practice and refine your ASL introduction skills, remember that making mistakes is a natural part of the learning process. The deaf community is generally very welcoming and appreciative of individuals who make an effort to learn their language and engage with their culture. Don't be afraid to ask for clarification, repetition, or feedback as you navigate new introduction situations. By mastering the art of introducing yourself and others in ASL, you'll open up a world of opportunities for connection, learning, and personal growth. Whether you're signing with friends, colleagues, or members of the deaf community, the ability to confidently and effectively introduce yourself and others is a valuable skill that will serve you well in all aspects of your life. Asking and answering common questions, engaging in basic conversations is a fundamental skill when learning American Sign Language, ASL. As you begin to interact with members of the deaf community, you'll find yourself asking and answering common questions to exchange information and build connections. Mastering the signs and techniques for these everyday interactions will boost your confidence and help you navigate social situations with greater ease. One of the most important questions you'll need to know how to ask and answer is, "What's your name?" To sign this question, form the letter W with your dominant hand and tap it on your chin. Then point your index finger at the person you're addressing. To respond, simply sign your name using the appropriate name signs or fingerspelling. If you don't have a name sign yet, fingerspell your name slowly and clearly, allowing your conversation partner to see each letter distinctly. Another common question is, "How are you?" To sign this, form the letter H with your dominant hand and tap it on your chin, then move your hand forward, palm facing up, in a slight arc. To respond, you can say signs like "fine," "good," "okay," or "so-so," depending on your current state. Remember to pair your signs with the appropriate facial expressions to convey your emotions genuinely. Asking and answering questions about age, family, and occupation are also essential for building rapport. To ask someone's age, sign "old" by placing your dominant hand, palm facing in, on your chin and moving it down slightly. Then, sign "how many" by holding your hands in front of you, palms facing up, and moving them in a small circular motion. To respond, sign your age using number signs. For family related questions, use the signs for family, mother, father, sister, brother, and other relevant relationships. To inquire about someone's occupation, sign "work" by forming the letter W with both hands and moving them in a circular motion in front of your body. Then sign "what" by holding your dominant hand in front of you, palm facing up, and moving it in a small circular motion. When asking for clarification or repetition, use signs like "again," "slow," or "understand." To sign "again," hold your dominant hand in front of you, palm facing in, and move it in a circular motion. For "slow," Place both hands in front of you, palms facing down, and move them slowly apart. To sign, UND, R stand, form the letter, U, with your dominant hand and move it from your forehead outward, palm FA. Ching in. Expressing gratitude and apologies is another crucial aspect of basic conversation. To SIG, N, thank you, place your dominant hand, palm facing in, on your chin and move it forward in a sly. T arc, for, sorry, form the letter, S, with your dominant hand and rotate it in a circular motion O. N your chest, over your heart. As you practice asking and answering common questions, keep the fall. Owing tips in mind. Gamma Co. Pay attention to your facial expressions and body language, as they're essential components of ASL grammar and convey important information. Gamma Co. Be patient with yourself and your conversation partners, as everyone has different signing styles and speeds. Gamma Co. Don't be afraid to ask for clarification or repetition when needed, as this shows your desire to understand and see. Communicate effectively. Gamma Co. Practice signing common questions and answers with classmates, language exchange partners, or by recording yourself and reviewing your signing. Gamma Co. Engage in real-life conversations with members of the deaf community whenever possible, as this will help you develop your skills and confidence in a natural setting. As you become more comfortable asking and answering common questions, you'll find that your ASL conversations flow more smoothly and naturally. You'll be able to exchange basic information, express your thoughts and feelings, and build meaningful connections with those around you. It's important to remember that ASL, like any language, has its own unique culture and social norms. As you interact with the deaf community, be respectful and open to learning about their experiences and perspectives. By showing genuine interest and a willingness to communicate, you'll find that the deaf community is warm, welcoming, and eager to support your language learning journey. In addition to practicing common questions and answers, make an effort to expand your vocabulary and grammar skills continuously. The more signs and concepts you learn, the more nuanced and engaging your conversations will become. Attend ASL classes, workshops, and events, and seek out resources like books, videos, and online courses to supplement your learning, describing you our surroundings and experiences. In American Sign Language, ASL, the ability to effectively describe your surroundings and experiences is essential for engaging in meaningful conversations and sharing your thoughts and feelings with others. By combining specific signs, classifiers, facial expression, S, and body language, you can paint a vivid picture of the world around you and convey your unique perspectives to your conversation partners. One of the key components of describing your surroundings in ASL is the use of classifiers. Classifiers are hand shapes that represent specific categories of objects or entities, such as people, vehicles, or animals. By using classifiers in combination with other signs, you can provide detailed descriptions of the size, shape, location, and movement of objects in your environment. For example, to describe a cat sitting on a windowsill, you might use T, he, B, hand shape, a flat hand with fingers together, to represent the windowsill, and the F, H, and SH, ape, thumb and index finger extended, other fingers curled, to represent the cat. By placing the F, hand shape on top of the B, hand shape and adding a slight swaying motion, you can convey the image of a cat perched on the window sill. In addition to classifiers, the use of spatial referencing is crucial when describing your surroundings in ASL. By establishing specific locations in the signing space to represent objects or people, you can create a visual map of your environment and clearly indicate the relationships between different elements. For instance, when describing the layout of a room, you might use your non-dominant hand to represent the floor and your dominant hand to locate a ND describe the furniture and other objects within the room. By placing signs in relation to each OT, her and using directional movements, you can provide a clear and intuitive representation of the spa. CE. Facial expressions and body language also play a significant role in describing your surrounding GS and experiences in ASL. By using appropriate facial expressions, you can convey the emotions or attitudes associated with the things you're describing, such as awe when describing a beautiful sunset, or frustration when recounting a difficult experience. Body language, such as leaning forward or back, can indicate proximity or distance, while the speed and intensity of your movements can convey the energy or urgency of a situation. For example, when describing a thrilling roller coaster ride, you might use rapid, exaggerated movements to convey the speed and excitement of the experience. W. Hen describing your experiences in ASL, it's important to use a combination of signs, classifiers, and non-manual markers to provide a comprehensive and engaging account. Begin by setting the scene, using signs and spatial referencing to establish the context and location of your story. As you recount the events, use a mix of specific signs and classifiers to describe the actions and interactions of the people or objects involved. Incorporate facial expressions and body language to convey the emotions and sensations associated with the experience, such as joy, surprise, or apprehension. To make your descriptions more engaging, consider using role shifting, a technique in which you take on the role of different characters within your story. By shifting your body and facial expressions to embody the different perspectives, you can create a more immersive and dynamic narrative that draws your audience in. When describing your surroundings and experiences in ASL, it's also essential to be mindful of the pace and clarity of your signing. While it's important to provide detailed and vivid descriptions, be sure to balance this with the need for comprehension. Use a pace that allows you, our conversation partner, to follow along and process the information you're sharing. If you're describing a particularly complex or detailed scene, consider breaking it down into smaller, more manageable segments. This will help your audience maintain focus and understanding throughout your descriptive on. As you practice describing your surroundings and experiences in ASL, seek feedback from deaf individuals or more advanced signers. They can provide valuable insights into the clarity and effect for-ness of your descriptions and offer suggestions for improvement. Immersing yourself in deaf culture and engaging in conversations with native signers will also help you develop a more natural and intuitive approach to describing your surroundings and experiences. By observing how others use classifiers, spatial referencing, and non-manual markers, you can refine your own skills and become a more expressive and effective communicator. Expressing opinions and preferences. In the world of American Sign Language, ASL, expressing opinions and preferences is an essential skill that allows you to share your thoughts, feelings, and personal tastes with others. Whether you're discussing your favorite food, movie, or hobby, being able to effectively communicate your opinions and preferences will enable you to engage in more meaningful and authentic conversations with other ASL users. One of the most straightforward ways to express an opinion in ASL is by using the sign, think. This sign is performed by pointing your index finger to your forehead, representing the act of thinking. For example, if you want to share your opinion about a recent movie you watched, you might sign, movie me watch yesterday, me think good. This simple sentence structure allows you to convey your personal opinion about the movie in a clear and concise manner. another useful sign for expressing opinions I.S. feel. This sign is performed by placing both hands, palms facing inward, on your chest and then moving them outward, representing the act of expressing emotions. For instance, if you want to share your feelings about a particular book, you might sign, "Book me read finish, me feel inspired." T.S. sentence structure emphasizes the emotional impact the book had on you, giving your opinion a more personal and heartfelt tone. When it comes to expressing preferences, the sign, prefer, is a Value BLE tool. This sign is performed by holding both hands in front of your body, palms facing up, and T. Hand moving one hand slightly higher than the other, indicating a choice or preference. For example, if someone asks you, "Do you prefer coffee or tea?" you might respond by signing, "Me prefer coffee." This simple statement clearly communicates your personal preference without the need for additional explanation. Another way to express preferences is by using the sign, favorite. This sign is performed by placing your dominant hand, palm facing down, on your chest and then moving it in a circular motion, representing the idea of something being close to your heart. For instance, if someone asks you about your favorite hobby, you might sign, "My favorite hobby paint." This sentence structure emphasizes the special place painting holds in your life and communicates your strong preference for this activity. It's important to note that facial expressions and body language play a crucial role in expressing opinions and preferences in ASL. The intensity of your facial expressions can convey why the strength of your opinion or preference, while your body language can reinforce your message. For example, if you strongly dislike a particular food, you might sign, "Food me not like," while simultaneously scrunching your face and shaking your head, emphasizing your strong distaste for the dish. In addition to these basic sentence structures, there are many other ways to express opinions and preferences in ASL. One common technique is to use comparisons or superlatives. For example, if you want to express that a particular restaurant is your favorite, you might sign, "Restaurant that my favorite, best food." This sentence structure not only communicates your preference but also emphasizes the exceptional quality of the restaurant's food. Another way to express opinions and preferences is by using conditional sentences. For instance, if you want to express that you would enjoy a particular activity under certain conditions, you might sign, "If weather nice, me prefer go beach." This sentence structure allows you to communicate your preference while also acknowledging the factors that influence your decision. As you practice expressing opinions and preferences in ASL, it's essential to remember that context and audience matter. The way you express your thoughts and feelings may vary depending on the situation and the people you are communicating with. In a more formal setting, such as a business meeting or a classroom discussion, you may need to use more precise and professional language. In a casual conversation with friends, however, you can often use more colloquial and expressive signs to convey your opinions and preferences, to expand your ability to express opinions and preferences in ASL, it's helpful to learn a variety of vocabulary related to emotions, adjectives, and adverbs. Words like happy, sad, excited, boring, amazing, and terrible, and add depth and nuance to your expressions of opinion. Similarly, learning signs for different degrees of preference, such as like, love, hate, and dislike, can help you communicate your feelings more precisely. As you continue to practice expressing opinions and preferences in ASL, don't be afraid to make mistakes or ask for clarification when needed. Language learning is a journey, and every interaction is an opportunity to grow and improve your skills. Seek out opportunities to engage GE with native ASL users, watch ASL videos and content creators, and immerse yourself in the language. E as much as possible. Navigating social situations and gatherings. Navigating social situations in D gatherings as a beginner in American Sign Language, ASL, can be both exciting and challenging. Immersing yourself in the deaf community and attending events where ASL is the primary mode of communication provides invaluable opportunities to practice your skills, make new connections, and deepen your understanding of deaf culture. However, it's natural to feel somewhat apprehensive or uncertain about how to approach these social interactions. By following some key guidelines and maintaining an open, respectful attitude, you can confidently engage in ASL conversations and build meaningful relationships within the deaf community. One of the most important aspects of navigating social situations in ASL is to be mindful of deaf cultural norms and etiquette. Deaf individuals place a high value on eye contact, as it is essential for effective communication. When engaging in conversation, maintain eye contact with your conversational partner, even if you need to glance at their hands to understand the signs. Avoid looking away or becoming distracted, as this can be perceived as disinterest or disrespect. Additionally, be aware of the lighting in the environment, as adequate lighting is crucial for clear visual communication. If necessary, position yourself or suggest moving to an area with better lighting to ensure that your signs are easily visible. When attending deaf events or gatherings, it's essential to be proactive in initiating conversations and engaging with others. Approach individuals or groups with a friendly smile and a wave to get their attention. Introduce yourself using your name sign, if you have one, or by fingerspelling your name. If you're unsure about someone's name sign, ask them politely, or request that they fingerspell their name for you. Show genuine interest in getting to know the people you meet, and don't hesitate to ask questions about their experiences, interests, or involvement in the deaf community. Remember that deaf individuals are often eager to welcome and support ASL learners who demonstrate a sincere desire to connect and learn. As a beginner, it's natural to encounter challenges in understanding or expressing yourself fluently in ASL. When faced with a communication breakdown, remain patient and persistent. If you don't understand a particular sign or phrase, ask your conversational partner to repeat it more slowly or to clarify the meaning. You can also request that they fingerspell the word or provide a brief explanation. Don't be afraid to admit when you're having difficulty understanding, as most deaf individuals will appreciate your honesty and willingness to learn. Similarly, if you struggle to express a specific concept or idea, try using a combination of signs, gestures, and facial expressions to convey your message. If needed, you can also resort to writing or typing on your phone to bridge any communication gaps. Participating in deaf events and gatherings also provides excellent opportunities to immerse yourself in deaf culture and learn more about the experiences and perspectives of deaf individuals. Attend workshops, presentations, or performances that showcase the talents and achievements of the deaf community. Engage in discussions about deaf history, art, literature, and current events. By showing a genuine interest in understanding and appreciating deaf culture, you'll not only enhance your ASL skills but also forge deeper connections with the individuals you meet to make the most of social situations and gatherings in ASL. Consider the following tips. Gamaco attend a variety of events. Participate in deaf coffee socials, book clubs, game nights, or other gatherings that align with your interests. This will allow you to meet a diverse range of individuals and practice your ASL skills in different contexts. Gamaco prepare conversation topics. Before attending an event, think out some topics you'd like to discuss or questions you'd like to ask. Having a few conversation starters in mind can help you feel more confident when initiating interactions. Gamaco be an active listener. Pay close attention to the signs, facial expressions, and body language of your conversational partners. Show genuine interest in what they have to say, and ask follow-up questions to keep the conversation flowing. Gamaco embrace mistakes and learn from them. It's normal to make mistakes when signing, especially as a beginner. Don't let fear of errors hold you back from engaging in conversations. Most deaf individuals will appreciate your effort and willingness to learn from your mistakes. Gamaco follow up and maintain connections. After attending an event or gathering, follow up with the individuals you met by exchanging contact information or connecting on social media. Maintaining these relationships will provide ongoing opportunities to practice your ASL skills and deepen your involvement in the deaf community. As you navigate social situations and gatherings in ASL, remember to approach each interaction with respect, openness, and a genuine desire to learn and connect. By immersing yourself in the deaf community, actively participating in conversations, and showing appreciation for deaf culture, you'll not only enhance your ASL proficiency but also forge meaningful relationships and gain a deeper understanding of the rich tapestry of deaf experiences.